And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 1st of April, 2013. April Fool's Day, the day for hoaxes. It was on this day in 1976, in an interview on BBC Radio 2, the British astronomer Patrick Moore announced that a very rare event was about to take place. Jupiter and Pluto would soon align in relation to Earth, and their combined gravitational pull would momentarily override Earth's gravity and make people weigh less. He called it the Jovian-Plutonian gravitational effect and said that if people jumped in the air at exactly 9:47 a.m., they would experience a floating sensation. And at 9:47, Patrick Moore said on the air, "Jump now." And within minutes, the BBC switchboard was flooded with calls from people who claimed that it had worked. It's the birthday of Francine Prose, Brooklyn, 1947, author of many novels and a book of nonfiction, Anne Frank, The Book, The Life, The Afterlife. Most recent novel is My New American Life, about a young Albanian immigrant named Lula, who's working as a nanny in New Jersey trying to get her green card. Francine Prose told an interviewer recently, "I am working on a novel now that began as nonfiction. It takes place in France between 1924 and 1944. And a French person said to me, you know, you're going to have to spend years in the Bibliothèque Nationale checking all the facts." And I thought, no, I'm not. I decided to do it as a novel instead. It was on this day, 1976, Apple was founded. Apple Corporation, by Steve Jobs, his friend Steve Wozniak, and a man named Ronald Wayne, who had worked with Jobs at Atari. They planned to produce and sell Apple personal computer kits, hand-assembled by Wozniak. The company was incorporated the following January, but Ronald Wayne quit after a few weeks, sold his 10% share back to Jobs and Wozniak for a little over $2,000. Had he held onto it, that share would be worth about $22 billion today. Mr. Wayne said later he didn't regret selling the stock. He'd made the best decision he could with the information available to him at the time. And it's the birthday of Rachel Maddow, born in California's Castro Valley, 1973, not far from San Francisco. A Rhodes Scholar, went on to become the host of The Rachel Maddow Show on MSNBC. Rachel Maddow, who is openly gay and who once said, "I'm the unlikely cable news host, but before that, I was the unlikely Rhodes Scholar, and before that, I was the unlikely kid who got into Stanford, and then I was the unlikely lifeguard." You can always cast yourself as unlikely when you're fundamentally alienated in your worldview. It's a healthy approach for a commentator. Here's a poem for today by Jack Riddle, entitled The Neighbors. Sometimes they go outside, maybe move a rose bush to the backyard or clean a window. Usually they simply stand under a maple or in a snowfall. And this is often when they see a nuthatch on its dizzy route down a trunk, or the quick flick of a chickadee across the yard and onto a branch. They don't do much. That's for others. They know how to take things for granted, know what to miss. Every morning they make breakfast, and when the sun sets, they let it go. The Neighbors by Jack Riddle, from Practicing to Walk Like a Heron, published by Wayne State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, helping professionals and businesses look their best when people search for them online. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION. Produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.